Welcome back to Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to Startup Nation, brought to you by our friends at Walsh College, Comerica Bank, and Pappas Financial. Today it's Reality Radio, where our Shark Tank group of investors are going to be hearing the pitches of four entrepreneurs, where we're going to break it down for you, hear their pitches, and educate our audience. So,
absolutely.
Jeff,
yeah.
You want to bring out our first entrepreneur?
I will indeed. Now, of course, I got to tee this up again. This is all hypothetical, so we're not really going to be investing in these businesses. But as if, you know, we're going to get the pitch as if we're really getting it and as if we would be potential investors and really investing.
And the benefit to them is they get to really understand what makes a great pitch.
Yep, so we've got some great stuff teed up today. We've got our first elevator pitcher. Let me bring on Laura DeSaro. Laura, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello, Laura.
Hey, it's great to have you on the company. So what's going to happen here, Laura? And I know our producer, Bree, teed you up well for all this, but what's going to happen here is we're going to step on an elevator with you, a hypothetical elevator. We're going to go for a little ride. The idea is, you know, you come into a building, you step on the elevator, there's your dream investors, and Laura, you're on the elevator with us, and you want to pitch us your idea to see if you can get some money out of us. It's all yours. Take it away.
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Laura. I'm the co-founder at Six Foods, and we make healthy, sustainable, and delicious food with insects. Our first product is our chirp chips, the first ever cricket chips. They have three kinds of protein and half the fat of normal potato chips, plus they're gluten-free and all natural. So why do we want you to eat crickets? Well, because they're good for you and they're good for the world. Crickets are a superfood, up to 70% protein when dried and full of calcium and iron. Plus, crickets use 1,000 times less water and produce 100 times fewer greenhouse gas emissions than cows. But is there a market? Data suggests there is. We launched a Kickstarter campaign, and we reached our 30,000 goal in 3 days. And now we have raised over 52,000. Also, Yahoo published a survey for us and asked, would you eat chips with crickets in them? And over 13,000 people answered yes. 13,000 people answered the survey, and 52% of them said yes. There's definitely a market out there for healthy cricket chips, and we're asking for $250,000 for 25% of the company. So check out our Kickstarter at sixfoods.com and join the 1,000 other people who believe insects are a food of the future.
Okay, well, listen, Laura, really nice
nicely
to
done.
Have the elevator ride with you. We've got to step off the elevator now and head to our offices or wherever we need to go, again, hypothetically. But, guys, before we leave the elevator, and Amanda, guys and gals, before we leave the elevator, do we want to learn more about this business? My first question to you, Amanda, is would you eat crickets?
No. This is the block factor for me. I see my kids, these lollipops with insects in them. I think they're novelty. They're gross. I get it for novelty, but no, I'm definitely not eating cricket chips.
Let me ask this question then, and then we'll go to the rest of our panel. So is this a business? What the real idea here is isn't whether or not you would eat crickets, and you know, we were kind of kidding when we asked the question, but would you invest in the company? Do you believe there's a market opportunity, a business opportunity for this company to sell to people who would eat crickets and make it a successful business out of it?
Sure. Sort of in the Shark Tank mode. Yeah, I think there's a novelty appeal here. I think you could sell them at, like, joke shops, candy shops, novelty gift stores. Sure, you could make a business out of it. Would I want to invest $250,000 in it? No, I think it would take forever to get back, and I don't think there'd be a big enough return for me to have a 25% stake in that type of niche market.
Okay. Well, I actually said Norm was going to be our Simon Cowell, but Amanda jumped right in and kind of stole the show on that one. But listen, we've got three other panelists now. We've got Norm in studio, Norm Pappas, Dan, of course, and myself, and we're going to give you some comments in addition to the tough ones Amanda got. First of all, Dan, you and I can't really comment on this because Laura's a Harvard grad, and who are we to criticize a Harvard grad, right? What do we know?
Big Ten boys.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, I'm going to tease this a little bit. I actually am very intrigued by this business.
Right.
I really am. I feel differently than Amanda does, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. But Norm, let's hear from you. What do you think?
Well, I always
you investing?
First of all, I always want to know who's the ideal client, what's the distribution system, and who's doing this now. And also, I would ask Laura, who has been a vegetarian on and off, can vegetarians eat crickets, Laura?
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
Yeah, it is.
So it depends on why you're vegetarian. So what we say is if you're a vegetarian who would, let's say, kill a mosquito, then you absolutely would eat insects. For me, I'm vegetarian because I don't agree with the livestock industry. I think it's unsustainable and it's immoral with all the antibiotics you inject in these cattle. And so for me, crickets are a great option for me because I still need protein, but it is so much more humane, and they're a great source of protein.
Norm, you want to follow up question?
Well, the ideal client and the distribution system, where, how would you do that to make the most out of this business?
Right. And
all right.
So let me
remind everybody, we've got a brief amount of time in these segments. So Norm is asking some really good questions. What I want to know from Norm, first of all, did the pitch compel you, Norm?
I'm not sure. It's a startup company, so you don't have revenues. We don't know what the revenues are.
Yeah.
So I don't have enough information.
And you're asking the right follow-up questions, but let me ask you this question. Would you be compelled to ask those questions? Would you want to take the time? Did she grab your attention as a potential investor? Would you want to consider investing in this business? Would you want to take the time to learn the answers to the good questions you're asking?
I probably would. I'm impressed with the percentage of people that would be interested in eating crickets.
Me too.
Right.
And that's where I'm going with this. But Dan, what do you think?
So, Laura, I came into this elevator with you a little skeptical, and you drew me in. I thought your presentation was natural. You had good command of your facts. Your passion came through. The fact that you raised $52,000 on Kickstarter, well, that is a pre-order, Norm. That is revenues. So I do think that I want to learn more.
I'm right there with you. First, couple of comments from me. So wait, so we got Norm. Again, remember the idea of these elevator pitches. Do you want to learn more? Would you take the time to – so we got a thumbs down from Amanda. We got a thumbs up from Norm, a thumbs up from Dan, and you're getting a thumbs up from me as well. A couple of things before I go into why I'm intrigued. First, I want to say – I want to ask you a question. Were you reading your pitch?
I have notes.
You have notes. Because it sounded to me, I agree, Dan, she sounded passionate, certainly informed. But you, again, remember, in the real world, you're not going to be able to pull out a piece of paper and read to Norm Pappas, who happens to step on the elevator with you. You've got to deliver it from the heart and from the gut. You've got to own it, and you've got to know it. You've got to be able to just reach for it any time. So no reading. That's number one. And frankly, no notes. You've got to know this stuff.
Right.
We've done 4 pitch competitions. Actually, we've won all of them. So we've done pitches before.
Again, who am I to criticize, right? Yeah. There you go, Laura. You tell me. Yeah. Let me ask you. Were you able to read from notes?
No. We usually have our pitch completely memorized.
There you go.
It's usually me and my team members. And it's really fun because we do a back and forth.
All right. That's one thing. Right. And then my only other thing, and then I'm going to get to the really good positive stuff. I wish I heard more about your credentials and the team's credentials because, again, I like to bet on the jockey. So I would say in terms of framing out the pitch, hearing something about, you know, we know what we're doing and here's why. You can bet on us and here's why. I kind of didn't hear that in the pitch. That was a missing piece for me. But I'll tell you, I would definitely give this a thumbs up in terms of wanting to learn more and hear more because I think the market's going to boom here. I think as the world goes on,
well, she made me believe that there was a market. The fact that she had a $52,000 Kickstarter campaign, that she had facts on what the market would look like, the fact that people do eat insects.
Yep.
I was intrigued. There is a business opportunity
here. Listen, we're not going to be able to continue to feed the world's population the ways that we're doing it currently. I mean, I think we're saying, you know, whether it is global warming or not, the results from all the livestock, and the reality is there's no question there's issues, and we've got to find alternative ways to feed a growing population.
I am a little concerned about the amount of money, though, you're asking for, Laura, about $250,000 for 25% of the company. That's a lot of money for, again, a startup company.
Well, guys, and Amanda, we had a good first pitch here, and Laura,
excellent.
Laura, you did a great job. You got 3 thumbs up. You got Amanda, who gave you a thumbs down, but that's okay. 3 out of 4 ain't bad. And it sounds like you've got a really cool business on the way. Are you actually raising money right now?
We are currently not, actually. We are using our Kickstarter to generate more revenue so that when we say next time, you know, we are asking for $250,000, that you will have some real revenue to look at and you'll understand, okay, this company is worth $1 million.
Perfect.
All right.
One other quick thing, Norm. Laura. This is Norm. You should always know and explain to people what that money is going to be used for.
That's a good point. If you could say that's a very good point, Norm. We're going to use the resource, the capital we raise for X, Y, and Z. Absolutely. That's a great point. Thank you, Norm. All right, listen, that was
a great start.
Laura, thanks so much for being on the show. I have a feeling you're going to be extremely successful.
Look forward to following this story for sure.
Let's follow it for sure. Thanks. So we're going to come back.
Thanks, guys.
We've got 3 more hot
pitches.
We're just getting warmed up here. So stick with us on Startup Nation Radio. 3 more elevator pitches ahead.